there, 6:03. I know many of you are waiting for Marama, who's so professional. She's with us every Monday morning. Thanks, Marama, for joining us once again. Marama's co-leader of the Greens. Thank you, Marama. Tēnā koe. Kia ora. Moving into the supermarket space, which is what many people have been hoping, our supermarket chains dominated, of course, by Australian shareholding, and the Greens are proposing a publicly owned supermarket chain and the acquisition of existing stores to increase competition and reduce prices. Tell us how this would work in practice, and what do you say to voters concerned about the estimated multi-billion dollar costs associated with such an idea, Marama?
Well, I know voters are concerned about the cost of kai. Everybody needs to eat. But unfortunately, the cost of kai has been shooting through the roof. The increases in the cost of kai is well above the increase in wages, for example. So we know that we've got to make sure that everyone, no one ever goes without kai. No one ever goes without food. In a country of 5 million people, that produces enough food for 40 million people. It is absolutely unacceptable that anyone should go without a kai. However, we also know that 1 in 5 people regularly runs out of food. 1 in 5 tamariki, which is actually 1 in 3 for Māori and 1 in 2 for our Pacific cousins, sadly, and their whānau run out of kai regularly. It's not good enough. So yes, we want to acquire supermarkets to break up the supermarket duopoly and acquire 120 stores, which will actually be a publicly owned supermarket where you, the New Zealand people, are the shareholders, and it would have a priority of affordability. So its goal will be to push prices down. And we will fund that with the taxing the super rich and the mega corporates, but for the capex, some of that will also be wisely funded by debt as well, which is always a good idea when you are investing in properties of value. And I'm really proud about that, Dale. But it also, you know, while we push prices down in supermarkets, who are making $1 million excess profits a day, Dale, while we have got whānau that run out of kai. So while we would break up the supermarkets, and sure, that's getting a lot of attention from media, I know that Māori communities particularly will be excited about the national food policy, a national food plan, which will be a nationwide coordinated plan to build up local resilience and security when it comes to food kai. And that includes, we need to grow more local growers. So supporting community-led initiatives like food rescue organisations, Marae and Community Māra, local markets, cooperatives for kai, establishing all of those sorts of programs so that we really can be a lot more dependent and a lot more reliant on our local production of kai and lessen our reliance on the big supermarket chains. Really proud of it, Dale.
Yeah, look, it's a commendable kaupapa, but many will be listening say, but it's unachievable. And I don't want to be the delta, but I'm trying to get my head around, what are you proposing to buy out progressives or take over supermarket chains, kick the commercial model to touch? How would this be achieved? And I know it's an election time and people are promising the world, but this one seems a huge issue and almost too simple to be true. How would this work? And are you talking about nationalising the grocery delivery sector?
Yeah, publicly owned supermarket. We'll start with acquiring 120 stores. So if people think about it, think that these are already up and running.
So it's Woolworths.
Woolworths and Foodstuffs. Yeah, so Woolworths and Foodstuffs own places like New World, Pick and Save, Woolworths, Fresh Choice, yes. We would buy, and that would be over to the Commerce Commission. They would overview that. But basically, it would be on a principle of ensuring that there is good spread around the country of publicly owned supermarkets. And, Dallas, yeah, I get that this is a good idea, a big idea, because, you know, we need to. So firstly, I think one point I probably should have made at the start. Everyone, all political parties, all the research agrees that the issue for excessively priced kai is that we don't have a third competitive player. Everyone, every single political party has put their hat on that, because that's exactly what all of the expertise and the research has told us. But no political party has managed to attract a third player. Nicola Willis has been reaching out around the world to try and get big mega corporates to come and play down here in our little market, and they're not into it, Dale, because we're not big enough for them. Here are the Greens introducing that third player competitor. But if people are struggling to understand how that works, I acknowledge that. Think about the supermarkets, your local, that is already up and running. It's already got the infrastructure. It's already got the suppliers. It's already got the customers. That's all sorted, because all of the staff, I guess, infrastructure would roll over, would just roll over. It would simply be the government owning the supermarket, but we wouldn't have to return mega profits back to shareholders. We would have to return affordability back to you, the people, as shareholders. And I'm, you know, I we've heard from expertise in the less than 24 hours since we have launched this, that this is just common sense. And I'm proud that we've been likened to Mamdani in New York, who has done this and it's working. But it's an idea that's been around even long before him.
Yeah, well, tēnā koe, and thank you. I noticed that the Party Māori are prioritising embedding Waitangi Tribunal findings to make them binding rather than recommendatory. The Greens say the treaty is the foundation for a just society. What concrete constitutional or legislative changes would a Green-led government pursue to strengthen the treaty's place in New Zealand law and indeed the work of the Tribunal?
I'm proud we've always sought to entrench Te Tiriti over the past through a few general elections. We have had Matike Mai in our manifesto as a priority for entrenching Te Tiriti. I think we've already seen our commitment. For example, this government's rolling back of Tiriti clauses, of treaty clauses throughout legislation. We would not only put them back, Dale, but we would also put those clauses back into the relevant legislation at their strongest possible behest. So it would be to ensure or to affirm Te Tiriti, for example. We've been very clear, we've had legislation for ending public works acquisition of whenua Māori. We've, Huhana Lina's got a bill to entrench Māori seats to make sure that they remain and are stable, because we know that they are under threat from the likes of New Zealand First and the Act. We will continue to legislate and commit to Te Tiriti, and it already is through all of our policies and all of our legislation. It's through all of our manifesto. So we'll continue that long-standing record of wanting to see Te Tiriti upheld through legislation, policy and practice.
Yeah, tēnā koe. There's only a few selling days, really, and you know, we're seeing these ideas being tossed around. Just talking with Huhana Hickey, and we've had MAPAS in the firing line as well, the admission scheme into med school here, and that had obviously political overtures to it as well. And bearing in mind such a small time frame before the House rises and you guys get into full campaign mode, it's a bit rich for the New Zealand public to be exposed to a barrage of ideas that are just untenable going into November 7. And, you know, frustration's building. I guess the one of the things that makes us smile is the potential to change this mob come November 7. But what are you making of this barrage of ideas that are hitting the media just prior to the House rising, Marama?
Yeah, it's to be expected in an election year, but I totally get it. There's so much going on and we're all fighting for oxygen space, Dale, which is why I heard, and Ngā Mihiti, I heard you at the start of this interview this morning, I will always turn up as long as I possibly can, as long as I practicably can, I will always turn up, especially to Māori media and radio, because it's important for us to get our solutions out there. I would say to people, have a look at the values behind what is being put out there. We've got some politicking happening where people are leaning into the worst of our fears and humanity and the worst of our ignorance, rather than appealing to the best of our humanity. You've seen the treaty being weaponized as a racist tool this entire term. And, you know, the good news is people don't have to accept that. We know that the treaty is one of the last barriers to protect our environment and our communities against mega corporate takeover. That's why political parties are gunning for it. We can stand up, as we have done time and time again, and be very clear. We want the next government. We want to not just kick out this government, but we want the next government to centre the treaty, Te Tiriti, because Te Tiriti really is the blueprint for us to take care of each other and to take care of our environment.
Tēnā koe, as always, appreciate your time. Thoughts on a Monday morning. There's mahi rangatira ahead. Wishing you well as we move into campaign mode of the back end of this week, but I guess it's actually been on for some time already. Marama Davidson with us, co-leader of the Greens. Thank you for your time to hear. Tēnā koe.
Ngā mihi tā. Ngā mihi.